All right, Mr. Sitterly.
Mr.
8-time track champion. How'd the run go for you tonight?
It ended up good. You know, we went around as soon as we did the hot laps. I felt the helmet lifting off my head and sort of felt a couple times, and the chin strap somehow didn't get hooked up. So we'll have to address that department. And then I felt, and I could see the Hans was on each side, and I thought, well, I know there's probably going to be a yellow or two. As long as I'm not involved in it, then we should be okay. In lap two, somebody was in the foam, and I pulled down by the flagger, and I know you're allowed to do that once during the season. Since it was the last week, I figured I could get away with it, and I just hooked it up, and Bernie come down off the flag stand, and just he saw what I was doing, and I heard him radio up, and we were good, but I don't know. The car was real good. We choked it a little bit tonight, and I thought it was the wrong move when we first went out, but turned out to be the right thing. I mean, I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, the thing got to the second and a half groove, and it rolled. And really, you know, I got behind Ballinger, and I knew from what Johnny Teresi had told us, if he was to get out front and win, the second place regular car would get the win also. So I just sort of rode there, but I saw the O2 get tighter and tighter, and then I just sort of tried to just roll, and next thing I just rolled around him. But, you know, I don't know if he had problems or maybe he was half speed at that point. I don't really know. But, you know, my car felt good, and it drove good the whole race.
Yeah, like a rag or something going to the injection, or I don't know what it was. Some bizarre things that it was their own rag, it was their own fault. So that's what happened to them prior to your pass. Once you took the green, or once you actually got on for the warm-up laps, pretty much was the track championship over at that point?
Yeah, I knew when we had, if we took the white flag, I knew that was sealed up. You know, we had done all the math and stuff. And, of course, you know, Barnsey, a good little driver and a good person. And we talk or text almost every week. And, you know, he's just a good man. Like him, I like his wife. And I like his whole crew, Gary and Eric. And I think Joe is one of Furlong's old guys, but, you know, good race team and good people. You know, we go out there and we could battle. We banged it off the wall tonight. We walked down there, and they, I don't even have to say anything. If they needed anything, we'd give it to them. You know, they had bad luck, and it sort of just helped us for the night. And unfortunately, that's part of this racing game is good luck, bad luck.
So once it was in the bag, as far as the track championship goes, that kind of set you free as to, I'm going to try and win tonight?
No. You know, the classics I look at it as though it's a week and a half, because tonight's Saturday, and, you know, we got to be up here on Thursday. So, and I still got to build that six car for Mr. Hamilton. So, I mean, you know, my big thing was get the white flag and get the race started, and I knew we had that secured. And then I just, once the car sort of rolled the outside one time, I almost did a three wide move down in 3 and 4 one time. And I lost the spot, the 98. He got underneath me. I go, holy cow. But
on a side note, he said that was the highlight of his season.
Yeah, well, I understand that, but what a good boy. And his dad's doing a heck of a job there. You know, we're close. We talk to them. Anything they need, I want to help them. They're good to me. He's a respectable, young, really good driver. One day he'll probably be a champion at this track if they stick here. But, yeah, he slid under me. I go, well, you, oh, man. But it was my own doings between the helmet being loose, and then I went up in the, you know, way up in the gray. And, you know, I just gathered my stuff up. Once we battened down the helmet, and then I just said, you know, I knew the car was rolling good. And then I just tried rolling the outside of everybody, and that was pretty much it. That was sort of the race. And then, like I said, once I got up behind the wing car that was out there, you know, I could tell he was rolling decent, and then he just got tighter and tighter and tighter. And, you know, I was going to let him go because I knew that the second place was the same as a win. But once he got so tired, I said, well, you might as well just roll around him and drive away from these guys if I can do it. from there, it got a little bit tight at the end, but we had a really good car going into the Classic.